Hey, Steven here. Do apologize. There was a little bit of audio recording issues for this episode, but I did figure out what the problem was, and I have fixed that problem, so it shouldn't be an issue going forward. So there's just a little bit of audio popping and weirdness in the beginning of this one, but it gets better near the middle. So thank you for your patience, and enjoy the show. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. This is like our 46th attempt, so hopefully it will work.
And hopefully everyone listens to this in a few days.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, man. Fingers crossed.
Hope you guys still listen to us. Oof.
Probably don't. That's okay. Well, we'll address the elephant in the room in a second. But, hello? If you don't know who we are, we're the Mate Guys. I'm Steven.
And I'm Clark.
And we're two guys talking about mate. We haven't recorded an episode in like a year and a half. And the universe does not want us to, apparently, because we have had a lot of technical difficulties and all kinds of annoyances. But we're trying to make it work so that you, dear listener, can get all that primo content that, you know, you just love.
That sweet, sweet mate content.
Yeah, I know how much you just love hearing our voices and our very, very, very on topic and not at all rambling conversations.
Yeah. And definitely always do research always before episodes, so.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. Well, I guess we should probably start by some follow-up. We have a year and a half worth of email to catch up on, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, crap. Let's start digging through those.
Well, a good friend of ours, I'm going to probably butcher your name, Reiner, in Germany, emailed us just about a year ago saying that a bunch of our links were dead. So I fixed those links a year ago. But this is me publicly acknowledging that I did that and that you wrote into the show. So that's fantastic. And then another chap named Fabian out of also Germany. He was asking about some storage solutions for Erva, for Sherba. Specifically, he was looking at the Pajarito tins. And I told him, this was, yeah, May of last year. I told him, yeah, those are fine for aged Sherba. Or even, you know, Shimahong, if you tend to drink it really quickly. Do you have any of those Sherberas or whatever they call them, Clark?
I just have a little one that's made out of like a hard plastic with like a cloth covering.
Okay, do you use it much?
But I don't have a big. What
do
was
you
that?
Use it much?
Not really, because I have right now. I just have like some like shamachi in it, so I don't drink that a whole lot. But
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is pretty convenient, you know. Pop it open, and just you know,
right.
Pour it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if you're
for fresh stuff, if it's
yeah, fresh stuff is it might be a little
if it's going to sit in there for a month or two, it's probably not going to be a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you're drinking Shimahong, you know, still recommend something a little more airtight, preferably away from the light and in the freezer to maintain the freshness therein. But yeah, they're super good. I know this has been something that has been available in South America, but recently some websites are starting to carry it where it's like a wall-mounted sherbera or sherbero, whatever you call it. Where it's basically, it's like, you know, one of those like plastic cereal dispensers. It looks like that, except it's for storing your sherba in, and then you can just go up to with your mate and the sherba comes out. But super cool. But yeah, but you know, same caveat I think applies. Just if you're... And, was that?
Oh, no, yeah. I was just going to say, like, I saw that picture and you'd have to have a lot of a brand that you really like.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, pretty big.
Yeah, I don't... It's hard to tell without scale. I don't know. I thought maybe it held like a kilo. Should have
put a banana next to it.
Right, yeah. We definitely needed banana for scale. Really, I mean, everyone should know this by now. I have definitely bought some very small bombas because there was no banana for scale. Okay, so thank you, Fabian, very much. He also mentioned he tried some Rosamonte Especial and that it was fantastic. So glad you enjoyed that in May of last year.
nice.
And then at the end, we have a good friend, Zach M., who wrote into the show just about a week ago. He said he recently started listening to the podcast, and he's enjoying our content.
Wow.
Yeah, great. I mean, that's incredible.
I think he timed that out pretty good.
For real. I mean, that he found the podcast in this, the year of our Lord, 2023. So basically, he says he's enjoying it. He says that he knows that we tend to favor Schmachon, but he was wondering if we had tried Anna Park and whether or not we liked it. I don't think I've ever had it either.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Of course, the second I say that, I'm gonna like go through the archive and there's gonna be an episode on it, right? It's like episode 31 on a park, right? But
yeah.
I feel like I haven't tried it just because.
Ooh.
If you're a fan of our show, you'll know kind of how we think and how we feel about, you know, non-smoked Argentine yerba,
air-dried, organic, whatever.
Right. So, I mean, I'm definitely willing to give it a shot. And I think it is definitely something. I know Circle of Drink pushed it really hard a couple of years ago. I don't know if they even still sell it. I don't know where you can get it, honestly. But I'm definitely willing to try it. I know it's one of those things that lots of people talk about.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe, I mean, I haven't drank like Kraus in probably 4 years. Oh. And so maybe my palate's changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe I would love Anna Park now. Maybe.
Yeah.
No problem.
You never know.
It's possible.
I think we're open to it.
You never know.
You know?
Yeah. So maybe we'll add that to the list if we can get our hands on some. We'll definitely try it out. But thank you so much for listening to the show, Zach. Curious how far you are in the show. And if you're listening to all the episodes in order, because it might be a minute until you hear this one. And then maybe by the time you've caught up, there will be an Anna Park episode.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, he says many consider Anna Park to be the best brand of yerba mate.
I mean, that's very...
Bold words.
Yeah.
Bold claim.
Very subjective.
I don't think he's saying that he considers it.
Right, just that the talk on the street.
Yeah,
is that it?
The kids are saying. Kids are saying that it's good.
All those young folks are digging the Anna Park.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm willing to try it out. I don't know. we'll figure it out. We'll get our hands on Simmer.
Yeah,
I'll scope it out. Yeah, but yeah. Cool. So that is all the follow up in a year and a half. We had 3 emails, which I guess is
thanks, guys.
I guess
much love.
You know that's not bad. All things considered. Yeah. But
all things considered, it's not.
Yeah, no. But we do not appreciate bad. It. Those who did wrote in, who didn't forget about us. And this should be a good year for the podcast. We're gonna have some good episodes, I think.
Yep, starting out January 2023, it's gonna be the year of the mate,
so
guys.
So let's get into it. I mean, I think we both kind of planned this episode to be pretty short, pretty low key, just kind of talking about just mate in general, what we've been doing with mate in the last, you know, 18 months or whatever. Mm-hmm. start off, are you drinking some mate right now, Clark?
I'm drinking a little mate, a little something something. I have a package of Maida Mate 23 in my cabinet. It should be in my freezer, so shame on me, but I just opened it a few days ago. So I'm sipping on that out of a black round gourd with a nice metal base, a stainless steel, simple bomba. And I'm drinking it hot, not cold. Okay. So.
And for those who aren't familiar with Maida Mate 23, could you just explain what it is for a little bit? Because it is definitely still a little bit more of a kind of underground erva.
Yeah. So it's... it's an erva that's produced in southern Brazil by a family that you know produces mate off of their farm, and they export it via Maida Mate. And this one in particular, it's not smoked. It's kind of a little bit more on the industrial side. It's a coarse cut, so it can make a great tereré or a hot match. Maida Mate typically makes fine ground chimarrão, artisanal, very smoky, very delicious. And this is one of their products that they're, you know, kind of to reach a more wide audience, I guess. More because, you know, not everybody likes that really strong smoky
right
flavor, but this is a very, you know, it's a very light grassy green without the flavors, without the complication of, you know, the super fine powder of the chimarrão. So
cool. Very cool. And then is that our readers or our listeners don't care, but is that a pretty new gourd for you, Clark? I don't think I've seen that one before.
It's kind of newish. I got it on a trip to southern Brazil in October of 2019.
Okay.
So I've had it a few years, but I've had a lot of my gourds stored away. But recent months, I've been getting them out and putting them more to use, so...
All right.
Yeah, it's a deceivingly large gourd. It's small on the outside, but it holds a lot of erva.
Yeah, and
or xerba.
Because it's from Brazil, but it's not that kind of classic Brazilian cuia shape with the, you know, the flanged mouth. It's more like the Argentina round small mouth size, but it's just that, but much bigger, it looks like.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a little bit, I think, more, a little bit larger and just more hollowed out. So, yeah.
Well, I am drinking some Tertulia, wonderful little chimarrão out of Santa Catarina. Drinking it in just a very traditional cuia made of calabash that you actually picked up for me. I think it was around that time, right? 2019?
Yeah.
No. It might have been like 2021. I don't remember.
Maybe flip it around. Does it have anything on the other side?
No, it's completely plain. It's just got the kind of black resin foot and a black resin rim.
Oh yeah, I think I got that at the Mercado Público, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's actually become one of my favorite cuyas. It's very plain, it's very understated, but it's just a great size for sharing or for drinking solo. It's a little big for drinking solo, which is fine for me since I tend to drink all day, but I think it's like a perfect size for drinking between two people. And then I'm just using one of my bombas made by Fama. Just a real classic Santa Catarina chimarrão.
Heck yeah. Yeah, that's a nice gourd. Well, and bomba.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm. It's definitely. I think this is like one of my go-to sets now. This bomba with this cuia.
Nice.
Maybe I'll put a photo of it in the show notes. Maybe you can put a photo of yours in the show notes too if you take a photo and send it to me.
Yeah. I'll probably take a picture before it gets all washed out and, you know, not Not yeah. too good looking. Let's see.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That works. Yeah. Cool.
So, Clark, what's new in the world of mate with you or in general? Or, I mean, what have we missed in the last 18, 19 months?
Oh, man. It's been a trip. I had a mate Instagram page going for a long time and got locked out of it somehow. Haven't been able to access it for a couple of years. So,
oh gosh,
haven't been able to put out any, you know, content on that. So that kind of sucks. I should probably try to reach out to Instagram again, but
for sure. Or, you know, it might be time to just kick the can and start a new one.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with a fresh start. So,
for sure.
But I was living in Rio Grande do Sul with my wife, and I was very, very lucky and very blessed to be able to have access to all of the erva, all of the chimarrão, all. And actually, for the Federico episodes that, this is a few episodes back, but I received those while I was in Brazil from Paraguay, from the company Federico. So that was pretty cool. I was drinking quite a bit of chimarrão and mate in Brazil, but since I got back to the U.S. August of 2021, is it? I slacked hardcore.
Oof.
I mean, I'm talking like I probably went at one point 8 or 9 months without drinking mate in any form.
And your wife is from Brazil.
Yes.
And did she not? Wasn't she like, Clark, what are you doing? Que tá fazendo aí, guri? How come you're not enjoying our culture?
Every now and then she would ask, but I'd just be like, I just don't feel like it. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
She also like doesn't drink as much mate as you would assume a gaúcho to drink.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Totally.
Like I definitely am the heavier mate drinker in the family. So I mean, it didn't bother her, but she was like, "Oh, you haven't drank it in a while." I'm like, "Yeah, I know," but over the summer, my in-laws visited and brought like 4 or 5 different packages of erva from southern Brazil, from Rio Grande do Sul.
Nice.
And I've opened a couple of those so far, and I think it's been like the last 2-3 months I've been slowly getting back into the rhythm of drinking mate and chimarrão.
Cool,
so
cool.
It's been good. I figured out a way to drink it at work and at home and stuff, and just kind of make time for it, you know. And it's been good. It's
awesome.
Been good to get back into it. It was weird not to drink it for so long, but you know, there's a lot going on. I just couldn't really think about it, but now it's back. And
yeah, I mean, that is one of the things that I love about chimarrão drinking mate, right? Is that, you know, it really is kind of a commitment to time.
Yeah.
You can, it all kind of depends on your philosophy, right? In Uruguay, they're riding around on their motorcycles drinking it. But to me, it's something that is best enjoyed sitting down, you know, with good conversation, or at the very least, you know, while you're working, sitting at a desk, you know, something while you're not going through a big hustle and bustle, right? So
mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it totally makes sense, you know, if you're kind of not in that mindset, and if you just have a lot going on, you know, it can be tough to squeeze in some quality mate time, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's you hit the nail on the head, man.
Well, no.
And
oh, go for it.
Oh yeah. I was just gonna say it's taking it to work too is always an interesting conversation starter. bring it into work, and everyone's like, what the heck is that? I mean, I can do a whole episode on the comments people have made. It had been a while.
Yeah, that might be a good episode. Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people do ask about, like, oh, is it going to be weird if I bring... I'm a teacher. I don't want to drink mate in front of the kids, and they're going to think I'm doing drugs. And you know, I hear a lot of that. So I think that would actually kind of be an interesting episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To hear, like, other people's experiences, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So the other thing that I know a lot of people are going to want to know, because this is just something I see, because some people drink mate almost like a drug, not in the way, like, they're not like trying to get high, or they're not trying to, you know, like escape their problems, but they drink it for the effects that they feel. Yeah. Right. The problem with something as mild as mate, and there are, you know, some purported effects, like a little bit of like feeling content, a little bit of like mental stimulation, what have you. There are people who talk about that, but pretty much universally, people say like those effects don't last very long. Like you get super used to it really quickly within a couple of maybe like weeks of drinking mate regularly. And I definitely know, like, when I've been traveling or a little bit, you know, and I haven't drank for a couple of weeks, like that first hit, I do kind of feel like it's, I mean, again, it's not like drugs, but it definitely, like, you kind of feel like your mood lifting. You're like, ooh, yeah, like this is nice. Like, did you have any of that effect? Like, did it feel different coming back to it after so long?
Yeah, I mean, it was like almost euphoric, but not like it. Obviously, it's not drugs. It's not. It doesn't make me hallucinate, but it was like, you know, like kind of mood lifting and like nostalgic and like, oh yes, like I forgot what this tasted like. This is so good. Just refreshing. A lot of positive, you know.
What was the first one you drank after kind of coming back to it? Do you remember?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I think it was Barão com chás.
Oh, really?
So it wasn't anything like super, you know, crazy. But then I opened a package of Erva Mate Buena, which is just like a good classic. I won't give it away, but it's, you know, it's a Shimaho, just in case we review it at some point. But but, you know, it had that traditional taste. And then I ordered a package of the Metamachi Artisanal, the real smoky stuff. And then...
Have you got it yet?
I've had it for a couple of weeks, so been you know, once you, a week drink
been
that.
Sipping on that.
Oh yeah,
special occasion.
Special occasion. Yeah. I try not to do it as much because it's not as easy to come by anymore as was in Brazil.
No, it's not.
Even from before, like it's pretty low stock here in the U.S.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if there's just not demand, or if the family's not producing as much, or what. I would love to know. Because I feel like a couple of years ago, like whether it was from Daniele, you know, through Project Mate Bar or what have you, I feel like when she would come back from Brazil, like...
Mm-hmm. There'd be a...
You didn't have to special order it. She would come back and she'd be like, all right, who wants a couple of kilos? But now it's like... Yerba Matero, which kind of absorbed the business of Project Mate Bar, now when they have the Meta Mate Gem, they're like, all right, we have like five boxes of 500 grams, first come, first serve.
Right.
You know.
Right, before it's like kilo, you know, a kilo of the family gem, a kilo of the family, Tolochi. But yeah, I mean, now it's just the family gem and very few.
Yeah, it's just... They just kind of bring back a couple of crumbs and they throw it out and we have to fight over them, right? We're just fighting over the crumbs.
I know, right? Actually, you know, since we're on this subject, if Fabricio or Kritika is listening, it'd be interesting to get some more information on that and kind of what's going on. If you guys are privy to share that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Because, And, you know, maybe it is. Maybe we're the only two in the whole country who wants to drink Metamucil again. Which, you know, like, I can understand that us two are not a big enough market to, you know, really go crazy, but...
Right, yeah. But, I mean, it's... It would be nice to, you know, be able to just kind of buy it whenever
you feel
like it, you know?
Absolutely. Especially, yeah, because, I mean, that... I think... I don't know how quick it was sold out, but I know... I think I went to look maybe like a week after Yerba Matero sent out their email, and it was gone.
Oh, so. Yeah, because I went to it maybe, but that was back in December, right?
Urai, yeah.
Or was it this month?
I think it was like December.
Yeah, because I went. Yeah, because I remember I went like maybe a day or two after. I was like, oh no, like I have to order it now. I have to just get a box. So I might have. Stole a box from under. Yeah,
no, but, you're good.
You know,
I've got some stuff coming to me from Brazil. I might just ask.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, you know, while you're gonna be sending me stuff, could you just slip a couple of kilos of Metamate in there while you're at it? You know, NBD.
just toss it in.
Pack it around the edges just of the box.
Line the edges of the box with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I remember you had a bunch of those samples. And then...
Oh, yeah.
And then I think after a while you were like, all right, they're too old. I can't sell them, so you can just have them. And I was drinking those samples hardcore, man. Like, even when they were still kind of like... You know, they weren't so fresh. And they were starting to turn a little brown, like... something about the smoke kind of covers up the staleness, I feel like. So like I was still enjoying them. I think I'm out of the samples now, but I know I still have some Metamate in my freezer, but you know, it's I don't want to drink it cuz I'm like I don't know when I'm going to be able to get any more, so.
Right.
Which is terrible, it's a tough spot to be in. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we should be able to drink the stuff that we have. Dang it.
Yeah, for real. For real. Oh, well. Yeah, so... So you're pretty much drinking all Brazilian stuff now then, I guess, right?
Mostly, yeah. I had a little bit of Canarias Special Edition left in my cabinet. I had maybe a third of a kilo left, and I drank that. I finished that off. I have some Tererés. I'm just gonna save those for summertime.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's gonna be a few months before I get into those. Yeah, it's dead of winter right now, so that wouldn't be super pleasant to drink. But nothing wrong with that. You know, I know you like to do that sometimes. But
yeah, I drank Tereré yesterday.
Not my thing.
No, I take that back. I drank Tereré today.
Oh,
I took nice. Yeah, I took Tereré to the office.
Cool.
Yeah. And I was pretty cold in the office. I was like, but it was okay. Yeah,
I'm kind of shivering.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I have not been drinking much Argentine stuff lately, like at all. I still enjoy it. I still like it, you know, especially like the Rosamonte and the Titrayhu. But yeah, I feel like recently I've really just even Uruguayan stuff. I have not been drinking much at all. I've really been drinking mostly Chimarrón lately and Tereré.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I can't remember the last time I drank Argentine mate.
Might have been for the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so
probably close. Probably like 2 years ago.
2021? Wow.
Yeah, crazy, but...
Yikes.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just lazy and just, you know, Uruguayan style takes a little bit longer to prepare. Brazilian, you know, Chimarrón, you can just do the 11 seconds and you bam, 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 you're done. But I don't know.
Right.
Should get back into it.
Yeah.
The
Yeah. Yeah, there is a little bit more technique to making it. Oh, but it's dang good, though, once you do have it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Made. Absolutely. I drink some Del Salvador Sabor Intenso. Maybe like a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. Just it's you know, I don't remember if we did an episode on that. I think we did. I'm pretty sure we did.
I think we did. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's fine. It's not my favorite. I prefer the Del Salvador original. To me, Del Salvador Sabor Intenso just tastes like normal Uruguayan yerba. And it kind of loses out.
Generic.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. But, you know, it loses a lot of what makes Del Salvador special. But, yeah, I mean, I've got some Baldo in my pantry there. And I've got some Canarias Edición Especial. I think I'm definitely getting to the end of it, though. So I'll probably need to place an order sooner than later. Maybe. I don't remember yeah. if this last thing of Baldo was good enough for me to like really want to order more, though. I don't know. I remember being a little disappointed by it.
Yeah, yeah. I got a few. I think I got some sample packets of it. It was good, but nothing really that stood out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that's manufactured in Brazil, right?
Yeah, it's made by the Canarias company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've also kind of felt, and other people have said the same, that last couple of years Canarias has not been as good. Been tasting a little weak.
Yeah.
But then I've had people challenge me on that and say, "What are you talking about? Canarias has been the exact same for like the last 20 years." And I'm like, "Okay, maybe not." There is one thing I noticed, and maybe this is just an error, or you know, just kind of some lines got crossed. But I think on Go Yerba Mate, they have a little blurb, you know, and Go Yerba Mate, I generally trust their information because they go out and they talk to these companies. But it says they're. Yeah. It says on the Canarias that their sherba is aged like 6 to 8 months. But on the Canarias website, it says it's aged 4 to 6 months. So I don't know if maybe that changed. If it used to be aged longer, but now it's not being aged as long.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Or...
Yeah, because, I mean, cutting it short a couple months could definitely take away from some of the taste that it could develop.
Yeah, so I would love to know, yeah, if there was any change. Maybe want to reach out to the Canarias peeps.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I think that would be interesting.
Yeah. Well.
Well, what about you? How's you know, your relationship with mate been the past 18 months.
I mean, other than kind of I've gotten a lot more selective, you'd be amazed how little you deviate when you're not doing a mate podcast every couple of weeks, when you're not forcing yourself to try new things or drink other stuff. I've definitely, like I said, you know, I've been drinking a lot more of just basically just Shimajon and some Tereré, and then once in a while, the Uruguayan stuff, but... I mean, I've definitely kind of feel like I was maybe a little bit of a hoarder in the past in terms of like I was constantly buying new gourds, constantly buying new bombas. I definitely have slowed way down on my acquisitions. I've bought maybe like one new gourd in the last year and a half.
Man, I think that's a record.
Yeah, I did buy a new Thermo. I bought a Thermolar Revolution. Got that probably 6 months ago, just because my previous stainless steel thermos was starting to leak everywhere just from the seal at the top. And so I was like, well, let's just buy the one that I want and the one that I trust if I have to replace this anyway. So picked it up for a not terrible price. I think I paid like $50 for it, which is, you know, still a lot comparatively, but it came from South America, so...
Right. Yeah, you factor in shipping and
right,
stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair price.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, other than that, I've just been drinking and just appreciating it in my private life. Haven't posted much on my Instagram. Maybe I should post more. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just... I don't know. I have not taken a break. I've definitely still been drinking pretty much as I have always. I still take it to work every day. I still drink it pretty much every day, but yeah, just kind of more focused, more laser focused, and definitely looking to acquire more gourds and bombas and stuff. But you know, I'm definitely selective on what I want, and I'm willing to wait until I can get what I want. I'm not getting distracted by, ooh, that's a design I've never seen before, or, you know,
whatever. yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Okay, I lied. I think I've bought two gourds in the last, like, 18 months. Because there's the one...
truth comes out.
I know. There's the one I'm drinking right now, because the one I got from you was, I think, I'm pretty sure, within the last 18 months. And then I bought one other Kuya with a metal foot, just because... just trying to have more gourds of a certain size, so I don't feel like I'm using one constantly, and so they don't wear as hard. Just because gourds do have a limited lifespan, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Still scouring the internet looking for deals once in a while, but haven't found anything crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's just like slowed down from what it used to be, because like I felt like there was always something popping up constantly.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe just people. I think the prices have gone up just across the board. I feel like people kind of know what they're selling now, maybe a little better, when they find a weird gourd with some silver on it. Yeah, they know kind of what people are willing to pay for them, so. But yeah, no, they definitely don't pop up nearly as much as they used to, which is a shame. Maybe we just need some wealthy former ambassadors to Argentina to pass away and their stuff liquidated at an estate sale, right?
Oh, heck yeah. Then go to the highest bidder. Heck yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be in on that.
Yeah, so, yeah, my relationship with mate has not changed drastically. Just keeping the sip on.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think we'll call it there. I've had a couple more audio issues while we've been recording, so I'm going to have some fun times. I'm going to have some fun times fixing that here in post. But I think this is a good little reintroduction. Stipping our foot back into the pool, as you will.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have a lot more content to follow this.
Yep, as soon as I figure out what the heck's going on with my computer.
Yeah, yeah, man, jeez.
I know, it's all my fault. Alrighty, well, I think that's going to do it. So don't forget to send us your questions and comments at mateguys@gmail.com, and we'll catch you on the next one.
See ya.